Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Blountfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturated, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I've got my friend Anne Marie McQueen. I just feel like your name's really cool as well. And she's the creator of Hot Flash Ink. She's a journo and she's awesome. And I've had her on the podcast before. She lives in Abu Dhabi. Welcome back, Anne Marie.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good. I know. I love talking to you. We're just having a big old yarn. I'm like, fuck, we better start the podcast. We're running out of bloody time. And I wanted to get her on again because we've just, I don't know, a lot's, when did I interview you last? We've been back, it would be a year ago, I reckon, hey? Like, yeah, or maybe 7 months ago, maybe 7 or 8 months ago. Yeah, Anne Marie's done a bit of a deep dive. I mean, I know we talk about fucking hormone replacement therapy all the bloody time. People probably, fuck, I'm sick of hearing about it, but I just don't think we can talk about it enough. I did another podcast with Kate. She's interviewed Kate, Jay Feldman, and she's really, you know, done a big deep dive, I think, in the last 8 months. I feel even further than where you were when I first interviewed you, don't you reckon? And you've really gained some great new perspectives and information, and, you know, I just thought it'd be great to have you on and just, you know, promote your business as well too. She's got heaps of great information. She's got this great panel. And I just really like talking to you.
I know. I like talking to you. Well, okay. With the hormone therapy, I just decided that I needed to talk to a wide range of people. So that's just what I've been doing because I want to present a tool for women to muddle their way through what the different perspectives are, because depending on who you follow on social media, as with so many subjects today, you will believe one thing. And I think, you know, probably on your social media, when someone stumbles across an alternate view on hormone therapy, you can almost see it like break their brain.
Yeah.
Have you had that where people are just like, what are you talking? And I'll have doctors even be really menacing saying like, to me when I'm just
I feel like that podcast I did with I think with Jay or someone's like, you need to stop bashing HRT, and I'm like, that's absolutely not what we were doing. If you listen to the podcast, it's just information, you know, and always recommending that women do the basic stuff first, like self-care and eating enough and doing some sort of movement activity, sunlight, you know, cut out booze, because if you don't do any of those, make any of those changes, it's just a band-aid. All of the stress, everything's still happening underneath. And sometimes it just doesn't even do anything. It makes it worse.
Yeah. And it depends on your own personal physiology too, because if you're someone that I interviewed early on, Paula Rastrick, and it's neat to see these people sort of like formulate their theories and not get their act together, but everyone sort of burst onto social media at the time that I did in 2020. And it's neat to see people grow. And Paula Rastrick is a therapist in the UK, and she's writing a book about the sensitive woman. And if the sensitive woman ends up on hormone therapy, if the sensitive woman ends up on high levels of hormone therapy, it can be a real disaster. And if you're already feeling like broken and you go to a doctor who's just got a medical background, which is, this is a deficiency that needs to be corrected with estrogen, and we'll give you some progesterone or progestins. Like, it doesn't matter to me. I'll give you whatever because I don't believe there's a difference, right? That's what a lot of medical doctors think. It's not good. And so I've just been trying to figure out, like, because I know when talking to my own friends, they don't really care like I do, right? Like, it's like the average person doesn't need to go into all this the way that we do and try and understand it. So I'm just like, how can I just create some sort of tool, something for people so that they can go, okay, this is what the beliefs are. Over here, no hormone therapy, which is most of the world, you know, most of the modalities outside the Western medical system. Over here, you have, it's an estrogen deficiency. And then you have over here, like these people getting their period every month until they're 80 and, you know, the physiologic levels. I think it's called the Wiley protocol or variations of it. And those people are very defensive of their protocol. I don't know whether you've ever come across
that. I've never heard that before, actually.
Yeah, physiologic levels. Yep. It's a whole corner. And I have a couple of bullies that I've had since the beginning who were like, loved what I was doing and then didn't love how I was questioning hormone therapy. And they're proponents of the Wiley, some sort of variation of the Wiley protocol.
So what is the protocol? What is it?
Well, I don't know. I got to get around to interviewing people about it. But on a broad stroking level, it's higher levels of estrogen that you would have had before you went through perimenopause or menopause. It's bringing you up to your premenopause levels, pre-perimenopause levels. And so, that's, and you take it for life. And, it's based on the model that your estrogen goes away and you're estrogen deficient and you have empty estrogen receptors just gasping for estrogen. And this will keep you. In a, and it will, it's longevity and it will prevent disease and it's anti-aging. And this is the whole shebang. So I can't talk about it any more than on that high level. I'm fascinated, but I'm also those, I'm just like, that's the far right.
Have you
Or
ever
the,
interviewed
I don't know.
Georgie Dinkov on your podcast?
No,
Georgie? Get
I've
him on.
interviewed,
He's
because
amazing.
just like, this is what's crazy is, like there's these women saying this. There's these people saying this. You can take estrogen and put yourself at your premenopausal levels and you'll be so healthy. And then you have, I've heard podcasts with him, Jay, you have all these, Kate, like people talking about, no, you don't want to be doing that. This is where I'm trying to wrap my head around, is that it's inflammatory. But how can it be inflammatory if they're saying it's like,
Yeah, I just don't think they understand estrogen. Like, it's obviously we need it, right? Like, don't we? It's a necessary hormone. It's the hormone of growth and proliferation, and it prepares the uterus for a child. It grows your breast tissue, but when left unchecked, it's proven it causes cancer. Like, my sister has breast cancer. It's estrogen. Estrogen. My brother has cancer now. My brother has cancer. Like, I was talking to Georgie about it, and he's like, all cancers are just driven by estrogen, like, and especially muscle and breast cancer. And Dr. Keneally, you should interview her on your podcast too. She's
I
incredible.
have her,
I
Dr.
have.
Lee.
Yeah, have
Yeah,
you had her?
Dr.
Yeah, oh,
Lee.
that's right. You've had
Yeah,
her.
I mean,
Yeah.
she's,
Isn't she
and she
brilliant?
believes in hormone therapy.
Yeah,
Like, you know, like,
Yeah, it's but small, like not, but she's very aligned with the pro-metabolic bioenergetic approach, don't you reckon? Like aspirin.
Yes.
Yeah, all of the stuff that she wrote, we did a big protocol for my brother. Got him on ivermectin, this some other drug, aspirin, vitamin, like heaps of stuff. Got him all, done it, did all his diet. And he's rang me yesterday. He's like, I can't believe that I've got stage 4 cancer. Like, I feel the best I've ever felt. This shows how he was living, though. Like, he got all his blood tests done, and Craig was just like, oh, no wonder he's got cancer. Like, he's just a metabolic mess, but
Like
he,
how
oh,
so? Just for people, like
yeah.
how so? I'm just curious.
How he.
Like, how does that play out in his blood? Like, what did that look like?
We should get Craig to get on and talk to you about the blood test, because I don't. And he just tells me, he's like, sorry, I can hear the dogs going nuts. I think
But
someone's out
all
the
is
front.
like, yeah, he
Yeah,
was
like
like
low
glucose and all
thyroid.
that.
What else did he say? High estrogen, high prolactin. Yeah, but he. Yeah, so he got all of that done. And yeah, he's done this massive protocol for him, and the food, obviously, as well, which is super important, because he would fast all day. And then, he'd just eat a couple of meals at night, and then he would drink. He was on antidepressants for years. He's off his antidepressants now. He's just come off them. He's weaned himself off them. I know. He's doing
Well, a lot
sessions
of
with Greta,
people,
so all the emotional
wow,
stuff as well,
trauma,
which is
trust me.
amazing. But yeah, it's I don't know. I just think, I feel like people aren't educated. Like, it's they just believe doctors and think, okay, I just need to take more estrogen, and they don't realize that it's made, even though when you stop ovulating, you still make estrogen in your tissues, in your fat cells under stress. Like,
Well,
it's not like it stops.
no, that is one of the things. If you ever just want to start doubting your mainstream doctor, is that they think that your estrogen levels are only in your blood. Like, they don't understand, they don't appear to understand that it's in your tissues, right? Like, that it's in your fat. Like, some do, some don't. But when, I have friends who are like, oh, my levels and my levels. I'm like, your blood levels? Like, what are you talking? Like, I don't understand what you're talking about. So estrogen makes things grow, and estrogen is throughout your body, not just in your blood. So those are two things. And when you understand that, if you're in a toxic state, whether it's like an emotional toxic state or a physically, like metabolically dysfunctional state, that's not a great combination, adding estrogen. And even when the physiological people are saying it makes your hair and my nails are better and my skin, well, that's making things grow, right? So, no, I'm putting it all together, but I am never going to be so certain about it because there's so much to discover that it's impossible to be completely
I just
certain
feel
about
like
it.
I'm so certain, Emery. I'm so certain. I would
I
never.
know. No, I don't mean
I'm not
about,
telling other people what to do, but I would never take estrogen ever, ever. I just don't
Me
need
neither.
it. Like, I just feel we've worked like anecdotally, like we've worked with thousands of women, and when you actually get them nourished and lower their stress and deal with all their emotional shit, like the stuff that we talk about, they eat enough, they get like so many of them, they're just not eating enough. Not eating enough food, like the bait, they're not getting the right nutrients in. So, like, they're doing, if it fits your macros and high protein, no one's eating liver and oysters and dairy and all these beautiful traditional foods when they actually get enough sleep, when they stop drinking alcohol, when they stop running themselves into the ground.
Just moving. A lot of people don't move their body. So I've had a couple of people in my life who've had life-changing results from hormone therapy. So that's why I'll never be like, okay.
But that, I
But
think, though, too, like, Kate, you listen to the podcast with Kate, like, I did one with Kate. And I look, and I think if you are so fucked and you need to take some estrogen and you need to take progesterone with it too, like, and enough progesterone. So I think what a lot of doctors do is prescribe too much estrogen and not enough progesterone or progestins, which obviously are like estrogen. And if that enables you to then actually sleep and then implement some of this like health and lifestyle stuff, great. With the view to get off it, I think that's good. So that's obviously going to be positive because if you're so fucked and you can't sleep, but unless you actually like the way that Kate described it, which I thought was really great, is and how estrogen helps with hot flashes. It's like it basically, she said it turns off the alarm bell. It turns off the alarm bell, but the stress is still happening underneath. So it's still affecting your body in other ways. So, unless you're doing that basic foundational work. And I just because I've worked with so many women, like it's so interesting, and I see it in our Slack because we've literally thousands and thousands. It was interesting, this lady in our group coaching program, she came from 101, and she's like, "I'm doing everything right, Craig, but I'm like still, experiencing the hot flushes." And he's like, "Okay, let's first have a look at your nutrition," and we tidied that up. And then he's like, "What's your life like? Fucking mega stressful job, like something else stressful was happening. She wasn't getting enough sleep." And he got her to do temps and pulses. They were low, so sort of indication low thyroid function. And then so she's like, and that, and then when he said to her, "Listen, do you think maybe that we need to take a look at these other areas of your life and make some changes?" And she's like, "Oh, you know what? I never really realized the effect that this was having." And then so she made some changes along with the nutrition stuff, and everything got better.
It
Like
will.
I just. People say I'm doing everything. I'm like, you're not. And it's not
No,
your
they're not.
fault. It's not your fault because
No.
you trust
I hear that
what
all the
fucking
time. People say I'm doing
I'm
everything.
everything. Like, you trust what these fucking doctor, like what's her name? Your mate, fucking not your mate, but Mary, the one that you did that video and the boss like you look at her, she eats fuck all. I'm like, she eats low carb. Her breakfast is like fuck all calories. It's like I just don't believe that she supported her body with enough nutrients and calories and,
Before the hormones.
like
Well,
things would
okay,
be
there's just
different.
a basic, there's a basic, like if you're going to bridge the views, maybe there's a case for estrogen post-menopause for people. But when you're just grabbing the menopausal treatment and putting it on perimenopause, then you're not understanding what perimenopause really is. And we know we've got a pretty good handle on the progesterone recedes first and it can create the anxiety and the sleep problems. And then sometimes you just need progesterone. Like part of this thing I'm coming up with is like the low and slow approach to hormone therapy and maybe no hormone therapy. You know what I mean? Like you the low and slow ramp. Like we know jumping to estrogen and perimenopause is it doesn't make it a lot of
Isn't
common sense
it
when
doesn't.
estrogen is high and estrogen can be quite it can be inflammatory. It can cause problems. So why are you adding estrogen? Like that's I have about 21 questions about the current mainstream approach to menopause, and that's one of them. Why are you all adding estrogen to estrogen and just
I know,
calling it a
because
day? And say, and then,
it makes money too. It makes money.
yeah, I heard, okay, so I heard a big doctor, she's Britain's menopause doctor, Dr. Louise Newson, and I heard her interviewed by a journalist, Kay Adams, and the clip is going around. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just saw the clip. Just like the ball sack analogy when Mary Claire Haver was comparing us to or our ovaries to an empty ball sack flapping in the wind. But the doctor was saying, oh, hormones, you can't patent a hormone. And so these aren't very lucrative drugs. They don't make any money. And so she was basically like trying to She was trying to twofold argue against the fact that doctors might make money by putting you on hormone therapy. Doctors make more money by putting you on an antidepressant or on another drug. But she was also kind of, I felt, addressing this issue of pharma wants to get women on hormone therapy by saying they don't make any money on hormone therapy. And that's redonkulous because if you have this product that's a low cost, but you have a massive market, you know you're going to make money. Like, that's just like those little things they put in Crocs. Like, they made money on those, you know? So, less than 5% of women are on hormone therapy at the moment. That's a huge market if you can get more women on hormone therapy. So, I think that medical view is so entrenched, and it lacks so much common sense that once you see it, you can't unsee it. But if you go to your doctor, it puts all the power outside of you, and it puts you on, now they're saying you can take it for life. And I have a friend who said the other day, oh, I'm running around, you're getting a prescription. And I was like, I don't want to run around getting a hormone therapy prescription before my vacation. I don't want to worry that the supply chains aren't happening. I want to actually do everything that I can. And before we started recording, we talked about the most important thing, which is taking care of our nervous system. And none of us do it. Even you and I don't do it.
Totally.
And we all suffer for it. And if everyone would make that a number one priority, we would lose weight, we would sleep, and we would be happier. And our hormones
Totally.
would be better. And our blood
Totally.
pressure would come down, and our bloods would be better. And we don't do it. So you think
Yeah.
other people who don't
Yeah, we
focus
do
on
it
it all day are doing it?
inconsistently,
We do it
inconsistently.
inconsistently. Yeah.
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 I
I'm
honestly
like, no,
sometimes I
what about
think
tonight?
thank God, like I eat and look after myself like I do, you know, because otherwise I'd be fucked. Like, because I work at a high pace, I train a lot, like my capacity to hold, like I'm quite resilient, but because I eat so well, you know, and I'm very consistent with the food and, you know, we take certain supplements, get sunlight, but definitely I could be better at that. Like, I do it sometimes, you know, I think I've gotten better over time, like working with Greta at just like relaxing and not like, you know, it's like how you actually react to things. And just being more relaxed and knowing that it's all working out after the last fucking year and a half that I had with Craig and, you know, moving countries twice and my sister, you know, now I'm just sort of like, it's all just working out, Kitty. Like, you don't have to, but I still need to get better at that. Like, I still am working on it, like you say, and just,
15 minutes a day, maybe 30 minutes a day, like a hypnosis, a meditation session. I mean, there's a huge there. Everyone here was screaming World War III, and I was doing this because I had gone through a lot of stress, and so I had made it a goal about 15 days ago that I'm going to put my nervous system first, which I did in COVID as well. I was like, I'm alone. I'm going to put my nervous system first. I did yin yoga every night. I was working out. I lost weight. And so I was going to do that. Well, the World War III is going all around me. People are saying, oh, like the embassies in Bahrain's working from home. And I'm like, eh. So like
Yes, but
yesterday,
it's so
kind of
true
felt
though.
like I
It's
was in
because
COVID.
it's,
I
I
was
feel
like, yeah.
99% of your stress is in your head. It's how you're actually
Absolutely.
reacting to a situation, right? Like,
I was like, I think this is going to be okay. I really, and I did a breath work session, like a crazy 90 breath work session about 6 months ago. And in it, like I was almost in a breath work, when you're like, and then you're holding a breath and you're screaming. It's this amazing thing that I've started doing. And I was in almost, you're almost in like a euphoric state. And the guy said, ask your like higher self what they want to say. And my higher self like spoke to me. I sound crazy and said, it's all taken care of. It's all taken care of.
But it's
And I
so
want to cry.
true.
It's almost like my 90-year-old self was saying it's all, and I put it on my doors when I
I
walk
love
out. Like
that.
it's all, but it's so easy to forget.
It's so
And I know
easy
that
for you.
sounds
I totally
crazy,
agree.
but I'm in the middle of almost World War III. And then I woke up this morning and it's not, I don't think it's going to be a World War III.
Yeah,
There's
it's
like
finished now, isn't it?
geopolitical
Like,
stuff happening. It's calming down. It's like the crypto market's up. Like I think all the crypto people are like,
Yes.
yesterday I was sitting at work going, anyway,
It is so true,
that's.
though, isn't it? Like, it's so funny. I'll message Greta and say to her, like, oh, I really feel like I'm improving at this. Like, I, you know, certain thing will happen at work, and I'm just like, this is just, it's all fine. Like, everything's fine. Like, you know, your brother's got cancer. Your sister's got fucking cancer. I actually truly believe my brother will beat this cancer.
Yeah, and you
Yeah.
know this.
I feel, I know it. I feel that he will beat it. Like, because he's literally done a 180 on how he was living. Like, he was fucked. Like, he was. terrible. Like before he, because he's had anxiety his whole life because he doesn't look up. He needed this slap in the face, he said to me, to do something about it.
Many people say that they get to this point, and then it's like, so do you try not to get to this point where your body is screaming
telling
at
you.
You.
Yeah, because before, like, mum and dad went up there a couple of weeks before he got the diagnosis because he found this lump on his neck. And Rachel, my sister, went up there too, and she rang me and gave me the debrief about what happened. But he was just like trying to get mum and Rachel to go and get him more medication because he took the max amount of like antidepressants and these, you know, something, I don't know what he was trying to get. Mum was like, no, he was drinking, smoking, just off the rails. And then he got the cancer diagnosis, and I was like, you know what, I just can't. Because I find it difficult with my family to, because, you know, like when you're trying to get them to do stuff because they sort
You
of
don't want to
don't
be the
listen.
person.
Yeah.
They
But
roll in
anyway,
your
I was like,
eyes.
fuck it. So I messaged him and said, listen. Because I feel like I wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't try, because I think I've got, Craig and I've got all this knowledge that we've, you know, acquired over the years that can really help. And I help my sister. Like, she's been awesome. She eats enough now, tracks her food, you know, eats enough carbohydrates, gets sun, does the saunas, like eats the liver. Like, she's done all the emotional work with Greta as well. So she's really, she's like a fucking different person, eh? Like, she's really calm. And anyway, so I said to Ben, I was like, listen, you know, like we could really help you if you're open to it. Cause I really feel if you just actually, you know, implemented some of the stuff, like you can totally beat this. And then he got on a call with me. He did everything. I paid for him to do sessions with Greta. We paid for his blood tests, sent him all the supplements, you know, spoke to Georgie. We emailed Georgie, talked to Emma, talked to Kate, you know, Craig did this massive supplement protocol. You know, he's just eating. He sends me photos of him eating the liver, like fresh liver. He's like, I feel the best I ever have. He's like, I'm off my antidepressants. Like,
all those years of
he's
feeling
like,
properly.
Yeah, he's like, I wish I. He's like, you guys should work with people with cancer. He's like, I feel incredible. And he's also doing chemo. He decided to do chemo. And he asked me about it. And I said, look, you need to make your own decision there. Like, you need to do your research and figure out what's best for you. Not like, I don't want to influence your decision because I'm like, fuck, if you don't believe that this is. Anyway, he decided to do chemo and he's doing all the other stuff we're doing. But in apparently, from what he was telling me and Rachel, that chemo's not as effective for this type of cancer.
Okay.
So anyway, he's still doing it, but you know, I don't know. I saw this woman on Dr. Keneally's page, stage 4 lung cancer in remission in 4 months, doing all of the stuff that she, yeah.
Well, that's who I always think I would go to if it ever happened.
Same.
And I saw something the other day too about women in lung cancer and cleaning products. That
Really?
if you've cleaned, women who've cleaned their houses more. And I'm like, well, that won't.
Yeah, that won't be me. Yeah.
That,
thank fuck.
Cleaning my house, whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's
you
pretty.
Know, it's mindset too. Like my cleaner, she's from the Philippines. She had breast cancer. She reacted terribly to the.
Actually, I remember you telling me.
Yeah, tamoxifen like medication. It's not whatever the medication is they give you after. And she went off of it, which I would never advise anyone to do, but she felt so awful. Then she got her cancer came back. She has stage 4 cancer.
Fuck.
And I went to the doctor with her and he was laying out the protocol and you could just see her. She works like at a school. She helps kids on and off the bus. She's my age. And she just said, I'm not doing it. And I'm like, are you sure? Like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, I can't go. Like, she just want to go through it again.
Yep.
And that was, I mean, who knows what will happen? That was in December, but she's like, I'm not doing it. I'm taking this like thing from the Philippines. I wouldn't recommend any of this, but I marvel at her. Like I'm out and I'm like, she's stage 4 cancer and she's cleaning my house because she wants to. And like, she's just like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm just really marveling at her.
Amazing. Yeah. And it, you know,
mindset,
just,
I don't know.
Back onto the progesterone, like Georgie, we because he's got brilliant supplements, and I really like his progesterone because you just rub it on your skin, and I like Dr. Pete's and I like Anya's as well. I don't know what ones if you like, you know, think certain people.
Oh, Kitty, let's talk about progesterone because
yeah.
I've been sort of I am very very sensitive to everything. Like, and this, it's only now at 55 that I'm realizing. Looking back, I'm going to write about this soon because I remember when I was about 30, my brother was taking a supplement. So this is like 2000. What were the supplements back then that had like almost speed in them?
I know what you mean. I know
you know
what
what
you
I mean.
mean. Yeah.
So he was like, this is great. It helps my workout and I'm losing weight. And I was like, okay, I'll get it. So I bought a bottle. It was $85. I almost passed out. That's so expensive for 2000, right? I took it. I felt like I was literally levitating like off my office chair. My heart was pounding. I was sweating. It was awful. And I took it back to the place and said, like, I want to return this. And he said, no one's ever had this problem. So that's my first experience with something that other people take. I was on, I took, tried the NuvaRing for birth control, which has estrogen releases. That was around in my 30s. My whole body was on fire. So I've always known I
You're
had to go off
very
of it.
as
Hormone
sensitive.
sensitive, just very sensitive to anything. And I've had experiences with supplements all along. I can't take turmeric. I can't take ashwagandha, like a lot of. So I thought I got the put it on your gums sort of
Progesterone,
here
like
for
progesterone.
just, yeah. And I thought, you know, Mercola is recommending it. And I thought, well, let's give this a whirl and see how it goes. Because I believe in the protective benefits, the sleep. But like I was on it for 2 weeks. Bloating like I'm 9 months pregnant. Like, yeah, and I mean and I am eating well. I was under stress. I lost my dad and I was in a stressful job, but I'm eating well. I'm working out. The bloating is beyond belief. The depression, like I was so depressed. And it this is true for people. Like this does
Some
happen. You
people do
have to,
experience
some
negative
people are
effects.
intolerant. Yeah. So I sometimes don't know if a cream on my skin would be better or
Maybe.
if I'm a bother. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Because
Because
I know you talk about it. My friend Jen Marples
I
talks
think
about
like
it.
we don't tell everyone to take it in our program. We're like, let's do all the foundational work first. For example, there's this woman in our program. I think the thyroid too, like, is plays a big part as well. Like we would never recommend someone take thyroid unless they'd, done all the foundational work too. But a client she worked with, Nissa, I interviewed her in the podcast, and just she talked her through how she got the results. And initially, she started with all the food, balancing the blood sugar, getting enough in. But interestingly enough, one of the things that made a big difference too was changing her mindset. So she was so fucking focused and stressed about losing the weight and getting the result. She had gut issues and low thyroid. Nissa was like, listen, I just don't want you to focus on that anymore. I just want you to relax. She lives in
Oh, I
this
love that.
RV. I want you to go out at night, look up at the stars, do some fun stuff, take that pressure off yourself, which helped. And then they did all the foundation work. And then at the end, they threw in some progesterone and thyroid, which gave her the extra kick that she needed.
Okay.
But they did all, I think they did all that foundational work too. But it's the emotional and mental stress, I reckon, as well, with women. Because I
A
find even myself,
thousand%.
like, I eat fucking so good. Like, I am really consistent. Like, I never skip breakfast. I eat a lot of calories, and I can eat the exact same fucking thing every day. And if I have one day where I'm stressing about, because I overthink things or like, I fixate on stuff,
Yeah, me too.
and if something's not going the way, and this is what I'm learning to get better at, to go, look, this is all happening for you and you don't need to control everything. But if I'm like thinking about something at work and fixating, obsessing at it, I won't sleep. Or if I'm emotionally not aligned with something, and then I'll just get relief the next day. So it'll all fucking, something will happen, it'll work out, and it'll, it always works out. And then I just sleep through the night.
Does it affect your gut when you don't sleep?
Nah, not really. I'm just,
Yeah.
I'm pretty, like, sometimes,
Your
like,
gut's
if
pretty
I'll
good.
get constipated sometimes if I don't have a good sleep. I'm holding it all, like, emotionally, if I'm really tense, and then as soon as I release, I'm good. Do you know? But it just shows the food can do so much. But I agree, it's you need all of it.
When I was, so my health blew up in the early 50s, years of chronic stress and IBS. Like I had diarrhea for like my whole life. I was always tired and just coffee and, you know, working out. But always overcoming it, and I always ate well, except you know when I would splurge. But when I sort of broke down, and it was like low thyroid, Hashimoto's, I had a leaky gut, I had fatty liver, I felt absolutely awful. My ankles were swollen, my face was swollen. I'd gained weight. When I found the doctor that I'm working with and will always work with, I think she's a GP and a homeopathic doctor. So we did all the protocol. For it, no thyroid medication, no hormones. I did extra stuff. Like I did 3 months of this Nerva app, which explains the connection between your brain and your gut and involves a hypnosis. I did that every day for 3 months. And I did some gut massage, which is like, I don't know if the actual massage was working, but like the idea that I was caring for myself. I did the workout witch somatic routine. And I'll never know. Like, I think that stuff was just as important as the nutraceuticals and homeopathic remedies that she gave me.
Because your
Like, I sort
brain,
of started, yeah.
it controls everything. Hey, like, it's just how you think. It's your thoughts. It's your emotional reaction to your thoughts.
And the ruminating that you feel, that I feel, that a lot of women feel, I see it in my high achieving friends getting snared. It's
Yes, on
exhausting.
something. It's
I get
exhausting.
hooked. It's like my cat when she catches her claw on the like weighted button, and I have to get it
Same.
out. And I'm getting, I also, and I'm 55, I'm getting really tired of this shit. Like really tired of it. And I was talking to my doctor about it because I have a challenging person in my life. And she said, you know, Amory, when you figure this out, this person's kind of like a narcissist. You just become a rock. You'll be better. And I said, oh, I'll go up a level in the video game. And she said, yeah, like this is, but this getting snared and ruminating and like being in the ocean where I should be calm and then just like chewing on something.
I
This is
know.
some sort of trauma. It has to be some sort of trauma experience. And when we are relaxed, you notice it doesn't happen, right? Like
It
when
doesn't
you,
happen. Yeah, totally. Oh my
it's
God.
stress, the ruminating and this ruminating. And it's hard to be around someone. Like I know it's hard to be around someone who's in the state that I get in, right? Because it's a detail level of detail talking that no one cares about. Yes.
Yeah,
Like whatever it is.
totally. Totally.
It's not the same thing as saying, hey kitty, I've got this issue, like I'm upset about it. You know, like
Yeah.
it's just the
It
whole
consumes
thing.
you. It consumes, like even Craig sometimes, like we were having a conversation about it and he's like, oh, you seem so much better today. I was like, yeah, because like fucking that issue that happened, it's resolved now and it just all worked out in the end. So I'm going to remind myself next time this is happening that whatever's happening, I don't need to worry. Just
But I
let it
don't think you
be.
can think yourself out of it.
No,
I
it's
think
a
it's
feeling. It's a
lying.
feeling. You
Yeah.
have
I
to
think
really
you're trying to
like,
be like,
Greta is trying to get me to like lean into the spirituality and believe that there's some higher power than you. Because when she's like, you truly believe and it's a feeling, she's right. You can't, she says, you can't think your way. She's like, you have the most powerful brain. She's like, you can't think your way out of this shit. It's a feeling. It's a feeling. And I'm like, fuck. Like,
it's a feeling, but doesn't it come down? Like it doesn't it always come down to a belief about yourself that you can't handle it or you're not good enough, or that someone has spotted that you're not good enough, or you're being disrespect. Because if someone you don't respect disrespects you or makes you feel like they shouldn't be able to make you feel small, and
that's
that to
right.
me is part of rumination, right?
Yeah, it's
So there's
you.
still those little pockets
Yeah,
that
believing you're
are
not enough.
rooted, and so
Yeah.
then you're showing this is the inner child stuff. Like this is where you know I saw this awesome guy Srinivad in Koh Samui actually at Kamalaya. Kamalaya Health Center. And he was like, Emery, just think of it like you've got your niece is sitting on a chair and you're working and ignoring her for 10 hours and you're making her sit there. That's heartbreaking. You would never do that to your niece. You love her so much. That's what you're doing. So that like craziness is just a sign to like stop it all. I can't,
Yeah.
this is something that I need to fix. It's a sign that I'm not taking care of like little Annie somewhere, you know?
Yeah, Greta's like, I want you to love that part of yourself. Like, love her, you know?
I do not love that part of myself. I'm real tired of her. Like she needs to move on. But that thinking, I think, is sort of a triangulation or a rejection of parts of yourself. And that doesn't work either. So I know, I totally know what you think. I
Yeah.
totally know. And no one can get you out of it.
Nah, it's so, I
Talking about it
know.
doesn't help.
No,
Nothing.
it's so interesting. I feel so much better knowing that you're like this too, you know?
I'm crazy. No.
I'm
And I see it
crazy
in a
though.
couple of my friends who are high functioning people. And I think it
Yeah.
has to do with something that happened when we were young that makes us,
Totally.
you know, like, I don't know. And I
Yeah.
hate talking because
Yeah.
I lost both my parents and I don't want to blame them for anything. They were doing the best they could,
Yeah.
but they didn't really know, you know? And it, if you, I think if you were little and you felt alone in something,
Yeah.
that's where it starts. And that happens to every little kid, right? I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
you, yeah. And look, I do feel like it's so funny because Greta's always like, you've always got the measuring stick, kitty. You've always got the measuring stick. You're always measuring. You're always like,
Yeah.
she's like, you are doing great. You are doing great. But you're always going, she's like, you're perfectly fine just as you are. Because I'm always like, oh, I feel like I'm improving. I feel like I'm improving. Like I always have to be progressing, you know?
Me
And I'll
too.
message her and say, you know, this happened, something happened in the business. And I really was proud of myself for just not getting into the state, you know, that I would usually get in. And I'm just knowing that it's all working out and just to keep showing up every day and just enjoy every day. And it's just is going to work out, and slowly I'm getting better slowly. And I think when something happens, I try and remind myself of like, remember where you were 12 months ago in that place in your relationship with Craig when the business felt like you had no fucking idea whether it was going to work out with the app. Look how great it is now. Look how great it is. So when the shit's going pear-shaped next time, just know that it's actually okay and it's all part of your like bigger plan, and it you don't and I stress myself out to the max. But I mean, look, fucking the shit that Craig and I went through was massive. Like, I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're gonna learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast. You know, I
Well, you
think I
guys
need
went through like a reckoning of
Yeah.
that few people have the courage to do, right? Few
Yeah.
people have the courage to sort of split their relationship open. But anything, first of all, it's a tough thing because when you're aiming to do more than the average person does, that's a tough space. A lot of the people around you maybe don't really understand. And you're the one who needs to work every Saturday. And like, I'm the one who's been in my Starbucks for 7 hours on a Sunday, right? When everyone else is out gallivanting around. So you kind of need to do that, and you need to push yourself to do that. You need that drive. You need things to not be good enough the way they are, or you would never have started it. You would
So
still be
true.
working in a gym, right? You would still be
True.
working, or when you were working in sales, you know, like you'd still be doing those things. So it's a really fine line, I feel like, but I
Yeah, I
think
agree. I agree. Because it's like
yeah.
you, because I thought, sort of thought, well, in order for you to keep growing, it's like you need to increase your capacity to like hold stuff and not stress out and not, because you can't. Yeah, I don't know. It's, you're so right though, because it's, yeah. It's a
And
double,
anything going up, like whether it's the crypto market or the stock
yeah.
market,
It
it's
always
straight up.
comes,
And this is where it sucks. When it comes down, it sucks here. You've had a setback. You've had something not work out the way. I mean, I can talk about all this, but when it's happening to me, I'm like, oh God, I'm such a loser. Everyone's retiring, and I'm, oh, I can't
Do you
even.
know what
This
though? I
is so
read this
crap.
thing actually. Kate Deering posted from some fucking Asian, you know, wise guy, talking about like, you know, he's like 109 or some shit, and he's
Okay.
like, I get up every day, never retire, and always have a purpose. He has this. He does something he loves, you know, and he eats really a simple, healthy diet, you know, lower stress. But the thing of having a purpose, you know, and doing something that you feel passionate about, you know, and I think that's what we do.
That's, I don't know how I would retire. Like, I think we all think about it. It would be nice to like just do nothing today, but I need more days that I do nothing. And I honestly, I wanted to ask you one question. This is totally off topic, but there seems to be such like, I don't know whether I've evolved a little bit. I've been a wellness person, crazy into all the trends, supplements. And I've just had this like awakening to that in the last couple of weeks, months, where now it's starting to look increasingly crazy to me. And I'm not talking about the kind of thing that you guys do where you're getting people healthy and working out. I'm talking about just like people who basically don't believe they're going to get older or
Oh yeah,
die.
like this whole anti-aging,
Yeah. Like
it's
people who really are not reckoning with death and mortality, which is something I will say in your 50s definitely happens. Like I just turned 55. I cannot argue with that age. That's 55. That's an age that what my dad was. That's an age I never thought I would be. That's an age where I'm closer to death than not. And it's a sad sort of reckoning, but also, and you have regrets from your life. And I just feel like I see people running as fast as they can to not think about the death and to not think about the stuff that they're maybe not that happy with. I just, it looks, it's starting to look like, you know, after COVID, you started to see people like in a different way and you just started to have your eyes open a little bit about the way things are. That's starting to me to look,
Yeah,
I'm going to
really.
share less stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah, I feel,
maybe I've not noticed it because I don't really think about death. Like, I don't really, because I'm only 45, you know.
you're
I've,
not
I've,
it.
maybe I haven't
You're
hit
not.
that, you know, like, and I
It's
feel
not your stage. It's not your
right.
stage, but
And
I'll be curious
I
to talk to
actually,
you. We'll still be friends when
yeah,
I'm 65 and you're, yeah.
and I really don't actually, telling the truth here is regret anything. Like, I don't really, even all the shit that happened with Craig, because that was probably the most hardest thing that I've been through. But, like, honestly, it helped our relationship as hard as it fucking was. And some of the things that I did and he did and I said and he said, like, I don't regret it because I'm like, we definitely wouldn't be where we are now. And even all the stuff that's happened in the business, like, we've lost fuck tons of money. We've wasted, oh my God, like, the app. We
Love
invested
talking to you about money. I don't feel so
shit to,
bad
no, but
about
you
the
know,
money
like,
I've.
yeah, we fucking spent so much on mentors, you know, even this most recent one we did. But it, like, Greta and I talked about it, and she's like, I feel like this was the best investment you've ever made because it helped you take your power back finally, finally realize that you know what the
Paid
fuck you're
someone
doing.
to figure out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
doing
So
the
it's
same
like,
thing, kind of.
yeah.
Yeah.
So I do, I feel, I don't know, like, and I've taken a lot of risks and moved countries, and, but I feel like, fuck, I'm glad that I did all of that stuff, you know. But I never really, to be honest, think about death. Maybe because I'm just only
I don't think
45.
you're supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's a stage. I'm just saying when you
Yeah.
get,
When you
there's a
get to
lot
your age,
of these.
55, I can imagine in 10 years, maybe I'll start to be like, you know.
I see these things that happen in stages that just happen in stages. They're
Yeah.
just, you're not meant to think about that now, but when you turn 55, it
You're
is a
getting
sort of,
closer. Well, you're
talk to
getting.
other people. They're like, yeah, that is a tough age. Like, it's
Yeah.
like, how do I view myself? Like I
Yeah.
saw someone, oh, Naomi Watts put out a new, she's got a new, she's an or Australian celebrity, but she's got a company with
Yeah.
menopause products. And she's got some new campaign, Hotter Than Ever. And this is funny. I was just like, I don't, she's my age. I don't want to think about being hot. Like, yes, I want to be attractive, but I'm sick and tired of worrying about being hot. That's just an example of a change in thinking. Like,
Yeah.
even a couple of years ago, I would have been like, yeah, I am hot. Well, whatever. I don't want to be a hideous creature, but I don't. I'm tired of worrying about being hot. I don't want to worry about it
Yeah,
anymore.
I think I just want to, like, Emma and I talk about this a lot too, because we're like, you know, our pro-metabolic skin rejuvenation. We're more about, like, rejuvenation rather than anti-aging, because it's like, I want to have the, oh, do I want to have the fine lines? I accept the fine lines, and I think I just want to look the best and feel the best for
Same.
the age that I am. Do you know? Like, I have fine lines.
Yeah, I
I
don't
just,
mean I'm giving any of this up. Like I'm
no,
doing, I'm doing
no, but
face massage. I'm doing HIIT for my face. I'm doing stuff. Like I got ultra clear and a pico laser, and I'm gonna get
Oh,
that again. Like
nice.
I'm not giving up. I'm just like worrying about not the bar. The bar. If I felt what she said, hotter than ever. I feel like there's an invisible bar
You
that's been
reckon?
there. And they're just moving, always moving it. It's with everything. They're just like always moving it
Did you
forward, and
see
I can never
bloody?
get there. And they're
Did
like the
you?
popular girls from high
Yeah.
school, but
Well, I think I
they're
agree, because
on
there's these
social.
women that just get so much fucking Botox and facelifts and all this other shit. And, like, did you see Kris Jenner's bloody facelift? You know, the Kardashians. Holy
I
shit, have
know.
you seen it? Like, she looks like so young now. It's insane.
It's insane
It's
how young she
insane.
looks.
I mean, they
Like.
did a good. I feel like they did a good job. I'm like a
Oh my
really
God,
good.
it's amazing. I
But
read about it
yeah,
even because it's a
oh
really difficult kind of
yeah,
facelift.
she
Because a
looks like a
lot of
daughter.
the, oh shit,
It's
it must
like a
be
lot of
so
them fuck it
weird.
up, I reckon, and they look bad. They look butchered, and they look. But this, I feel like they, what they've done is actually quite incredible, don't you reckon?
That
But I
family
know
has
what you mean.
incredible plastic
Like,
surgeons.
look at them. You're like, they're fucking perfect. So much boat. You're like, fuck, how can you live up to that? But I didn't even want to,
Even
you know, like, to even try. Can you imagine the everyday, the maintenance, all the shit you'd have to get? You know, it's sort of like this acceptance of, like, I just want to feel good for my age. I want to feel strong and
That's what
healthy.
I'm
And
saying.
yeah,
That's what I'm
exactly. I
saying.
know what you mean. Like, they,
Hotter than ever feels like now I
yeah.
have to be
Yeah,
even
get all
something
the
else.
Botox and the fucking fillers and the, yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to be like who I am and look how I want to look. I just like, I don't, that's something definitely that's happened to me in at 50. It's really interesting to witness yourself as you pass through all these stages. I've got to be okay with all this, right? And also, I was getting in my head a little bit about being older and like, what does that mean? And maybe I shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that. And it just took me a little bit to wrap my head around my birthday. Like it was about 3 weeks ago. And then I just ran
Happy
into a guy
birthday.
from the Adidas. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I ran into a guy from the Adidas running club and he said, I've been thinking about starting running again. Not crazy endurance running. I used to run a lot. And I thought, like, it'd be nice to pop out a 5K. Like that would make me feel pretty good. Like I
You're
used to
not
feel
too old to that.
really good. No, I'm not, you know? And then of course, what I'll do is what I did during COVID, I went for a run during COVID because I'd been working all day. And then after four songs, I was like, no, after about two songs, I was like, this is awesome. I'm going to go back to running. And I know there's all these like master's levels and I can compete and I can like, and I'm running, got like sciatica in the fourth song.
Olympics. Yeah.
And I limped home.
Oh no.
Yes. It's because when you're an achieving person, like it's hard
Of
to
course. And when you start
your.
something, you're like we've started pickle. I'm like, fuck, I want to be the best pickle player ever. I want to get some lessons. You know, like I did Muay Thai this morning. I'm like, oh, I booked in a private session on Friday because I'm like, fuck, I need to get better at this before I do the next class. Because, you
Oh.
know, it's like, and do you know what was interesting though? Like, because we did 10 minutes of running and then, you know, we did all like an hour and a half. And I was like, because I thought I'd be, because I didn't really do any cardio except for play pickle and stay active and, you know, swim and walk and down the beach and stuff. So I was actually surprised at, like, it didn't. It wasn't as hard as I thought from a like conditioning perspective. Obviously, it's going to get harder, but it's interesting. Like, I'm very strong, you know, and
But you
active.
haven't been.
I've
Do
got a
you not feel like
base.
you need? I'm curious about you from a fitness perspective because I think there is this sense, and I definitely have leaned into it where, you know, I don't need to go to spinning and get my heart rate pumping, and I don't need to do those crazy HIIT workouts that I used to do. But I'm kind of wondering now, no, maybe I do. Maybe I would like to get my heart up for 10 minutes.
I just think you got to do what feels good. Do you know what I mean? Like, and make sure you're well fueled, you know, and just don't overdo it. Like, I just feel like women just fucking overdo it. Like, they'll go and do like three Muay Thai sessions. Like, that shit's intense, you know. And I also lift very heavy, which is hard on the body. So it's from a recovery perspective. But you know, like Craig and I, because we sort of like when we walk, it's very hilly in Thailand. So we walk fast up the hill. So that's builds up your
Same thing, it
cardio base.
does.
Like we're active. You know what I mean? It's not like we're out running fucking marathons, but we're still active. We play pickle. Like you play pickle for an hour, you're moving and running all over
Oh,
the
you're
court.
doing it.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I think what happens is, and just I'm a pretty lay person following this stuff. You start thinking, oh, I
have to.
shouldn't get my heart rate up. Do you know what I mean? Like
Oh,
you start seeing all these people say, just walk and lift weights. And then like a little worm goes in your brain where you're like, oh, maybe it's not good to like do that because that's the messaging of it.
I feel like it's the, intensity and duration. That's what I think. Because I feel, and women are just like when they come into our program, the ones that we work with, like they all want better body composition. They all want this toned body. So the one thing that they fucking do not have is enough muscle. So we're like, put the energy into lifting heavy weights. Yes, do your
Yes.
cardio, but like focus on lifting the weights, eating the food. And then like if you want to do some cardio, don't fucking go and do like 10 spin classes a week for fuck's sake. Like,
No, I used to
go
do
to a zone two cardio session for like 20 minutes. Or like if you want to sprint, just sprint once a week. You know,
that.
like there's only like
Yeah. Be
figure, I'm not
normal.
saying don't do it. I'm just saying
Yeah.
like these women come in and they're fucking running like every day doing all these HIIT classes. Like, I mean, again, I just don't want people to think I'm saying don't do cardio. I'm not saying that in any capacity, but it's like, what is your goal? You all want to, like, I'm doing this fat loss phase now. And I'm eating 2,200 calories a day and the weight's just dropping. Every fucking day, like clockwork. Like, because I'm strong and I'm active. Do you know what I mean? And I've just spent time eating high calories, getting strong. You know, and I just think, yeah, women, they prioritize the cardio too much. Again, I'm not saying, don't want anyone to listen to this say, I'm not saying don't do cardio. Like, do the
You also
cardio,
need
but
to
just.
figure, You need to learn about this yourself so that you're also not trusting other people blindly.
And feel your
That's a
fucking body.
really,
Like, feel your
yeah,
goddamn
your
body.
clients are learning from you this, and they'll
Practice.
know it, and they won't be able to be blown
That's
hither and
right,
yon
because
as most people
what we
are.
do is we track everything so that you can actually see. Like, you eat all the food, you track all your weights, you track your temperature and pulse, we track all your biofeedback markers. You do everything for a week, and then you can be like, oh, maybe I'm not recovering properly, or maybe I'm not eating enough, or
Or then you see how you feel and
exactly. And
you.
you can go, okay, when I do this, how does it affect me? If I really want to do, like, because we get women come in that are runners. So we're like, listen, if your goal is running, the strength training needs to be set up in a way that supports your number one goal, which is running. So you're not going to train as heavy and hard as me, probably. And you're probably not going to do as many sessions either. So it's like, and the way that you structure the training and when you do it as well. Like, my friend Amy Bao, I don't know if you know her, she's in the pro metabolic space. She's sprinting now, purposely sprinting, and she's adjusted her strength training to she's pulled her strength training back. She's still training, but it's specific to her goal of running and becoming the best sprinter. She's trying to lose weight too so she can get lighter. So it's like, again, I think women need to think about, like, what is the goal? Are you doing shit because you think you have to lose weight, or are you doing it because you truly enjoy it? Like, another woman came to her program, horrendous endometriosis 48. Marcel, she was like a classic, ate 1200 calories, and she literally did eat 1200 calories, did heaps of Muay Thai, training 5 days a week. We brought her in, increased her calories right up to like 2000, dropped her session back to once a week, Muay Thai. Now she's strength training 4 times, eating more food, pain-free and regular cycle. She's
Did you say
drops.
mast cell, Kitty? Did you say
Sorry.
mast cell?
No, pain-free and regular cycle. So she had
No, but when you
endometriosis.
said endometriosis, what you
Yeah.
said, did you say mast cell
No,
or did you
just
say, okay.
endometriosis. Yeah, horrendous periods.
I thought I heard something. Okay.
Yeah,
So
and
she's
then,
pain-free. So she still has endometriosis, but
she's got
it's
no
not causing
symptoms.
her.
Like, her cycle comes now and it's regular and pain free. So she's symptom free. She's eating like 2100 calories. Her weight's actually gone up a little bit, but she's dropped 7% body fat.
Remarkable.
Yeah, and she's eating
That's
like,
so powerful.
she eats a little bit of fudge every day. She loves caramel fudge. She drinks orange juice,
So
potatoes.
cute.
She
So
messages me
cute.
today. She's like, oh, I saw that you did Muay Thai. Do you just love it? I said, yeah, it's pretty fun. So she's like, just, I was just doing too much. It's just doing too much. It's like, what is your goal? What can you recover from? What do you enjoy? Like, if someone comes and says, I really want to train for a marathon, I'm like, well, probably we're not the fucking coaches for you, because our whole goal is helping you improve your body composition. Training for a fucking marathon and trying to change your body composition is going to be tough. Pick the goal, but again, there's a balance. I'm doing one session. So I've dropped a training session a week. So I just do two legs, one upper body session. So I've dropped the second upper body session. Instead, I'm doing this Muay Thai session. I'm just keeping my steps at 10,000, because I'm like, I don't need to do more because I can't fit more in either. So I don't want to get to the end of this fat loss phase and be doing like fucking 15 to 20,000 steps and thinking, oh, well, do I have to keep doing that? I just think women. Again, it's finding the balance. That's what I think. And making sure you're well nourished and well fueled, and tracking your food is just really. Anyway, we went off on a fucking tangent.
Well, one thing I just want to say this week is like, I'm shifting in the last couple of weeks, and my feeling is like, I've had a lot of health anxiety. And I heard a podcast this week, Kelly Brogan, who's a psychiatrist, but she was saying this idea where you get a symptom and you think you need to fix it rather than realizing that symptoms are your body's way of working. That woman is getting those symptoms from endometriosis because things needed to change. She created balance and the pain went away. But so many of us, and me in my entire life, are like, oh God, there's that thing. And so I'll call the doctor and then I'll get it. And I've been growing out of it, or I'll get this supplement, or I'll do this thing and it will fix it. And I can control this. But really, the only thing that you need to control is to not control and just relax and think about how your body's feeling. And then find something that works. And so that's just a miracle that she came to you and you've got her completely sorted out.
And I
And
think, yeah, it's like, again, like, when you go through our program, you start to understand your body. Like, for me, if I'm not eating enough, if I'm stressed, my cycle's shorter, it's lighter, because I'm not making as much progesterone. Like, I know this. When I don't eat enough or I'm really stressed, I get sore boobs. And then as soon as I eat enough food and the stress goes away, I don't get the sore boobs anymore.
That's
So,
crazy. And
like,
someone who doesn't know their body might just be like, I skated through tons of situations like that in my 30s and 40s, not having any idea that it
Yeah.
was connected to anything I was doing, right? It'd be like, oh, my boobs are sore. Oh, my cycle's shorter. Oh, well, like it, I wouldn't have
And I don't
any
stress about, I
concern.
don't freak out and run out and go like fucking, do it. 'Cause I just know, 'cause I know, and I know, I'm like, well, you've had a pretty hard month this month. Have you been nourishing your body as much as you should? Did you drink too much fucking alcohol? Like the
Oh,
last 7 months,
delicious
this is why
stuff.
I'm doing this fat loss phase. So we got here, and it's not that I drink heaps of alcohol, but I drink more than I usually would, more eating out, higher fat meals, too many calories, not as many steps. So the accumulation of that over 7 months, but I don't have to do anything drastic to lose the weight. I just have to be consistent. And I don't have to go crazy and be like massively drop my calories or increase my activity significantly. Like I'm not actually really, probably I'm increasing my steps a bit because usually I'd probably do maybe like 8,000 steps or 7 or 8,000 steps. So I'm pushing it up to 10, which is doable for me. Keeping the training sessions the same and just changing the Muay Thai for one upper body. So it's the same. Well, it's not the same, but like same time in terms of time commitment. So I think what women do is they think, oh my God, I need to lose weight. So I need to do fucking eat 1200 calories, massively increase my exercise, which you just don't need to do.
Well, I think when they say they're doing everything, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what everything is,
Yeah.
and
And then
it's
they
not
just
working.
binge. You just fall off the wagon and you binge because you're starving.
And my favorite thing that you, I, when I first encountered you, you were drinking like a Coke, and then you were saying all these people like smashing wine on the weekends give me such a hard time about having a Coke.
Coke.
I
I
loved
know.
it. I loved it.
It's crazy.
I think it's really, important to find the right, if you don't know what you're doing, it's really important to find the right responsible people to help you. And I think you're really vulnerable. This is the whole thing that worries about me about perimenopause. You're very vulnerable.
Oh,
And if you
totally.
think, it's like a combination of finding the right people who can help you understand yourself. I think that's the most important thing. And if anything has echoes of like, we'll do this for you, then that's maybe not the best sign. Like our program will work for you, but you're going to know exactly what's going on, right? They're,
Yeah.
like you guys don't gatekeep any of what you
No, and
do
we
or.
teach, we were like, we get you to track everything and like look at the data yourself. It's so interesting. Like, women message me all the time. And obviously, tracking the phone isn't just one, it's not, and you don't have to do it forever. But she's like, oh my God, Kitty, like, I'm fucking 43, perimenopause, I've come into this program. I've started tracking my food. I was way overeating fat, wasn't eating enough carbs. I've done this for a couple of weeks. My energy is better. I'm sleeping better. I feel confident about the plan that I have. Like, thanks so much for just, because it's so funny though, like Anne-Marie, women will do the fucking craziest shit to lose weight. Completely cut carbs and sugar. Sure. Go and smash myself with HIIT classes every day. No fucking worries. Cut out a fucking entire food group. Yeah. But as soon as you ask them to track their food and strength train and maybe play the long game, oh, too fucking hard. But I'll do all of this crazy shit, like I did it myself. Like it's so, it's just, we're not asking, nourish your body with these foods that your grandparents used to eat. Eat some liver, some oysters, some dairy, some root vegetables. Like you can enjoy food again, I just, yeah, it's like everyone wants the quick fix. Everyone wants the, I just want to take the supplement or I just want to cut this, I do
Well,
keto
you
because it,
will drop some weight when you cut the carbs out. I mean, I've
of
heard some people in
course.
the lunchroom talking about this. Like, it is an immediate reaction, but it's
You
not a
drop
long term.
water. You just drop
It's not
water
a wrong, yeah.
and you're
It's
creating a
not a long
calorie
term.
deficit and you just don't need to. You just need a balanced approach. And like once you actually learn like how to do a meal plan and you prep this delicious food, like every day I get up and eat my sourdough with butter and jam and I have my milk with like collagen and some sugar in it, beautiful fresh cold oranges, eggs with parmesan cheese. Like every day I get up and think, oh, I fucking can't wait to eat my breakfast,
Your
like
food looks so good.
it's
Your
so good.
tzatziki. I have to make your tzatziki.
It's
It
the
looks
best.
delicious.
Yeah, I just wish women would just go look. And the other thing I think too is like you have to energetically make a decision. I'm doing this. I'm doing it. Because once you do that, it becomes so much easier because you're aligned. You're like, all right, instead of saying it's too hard, I go, how can I? Because there are ways to make it easier and simpler and not stress yourself. But when you're not fully aligned with like going all in, and I mean all in doesn't mean that you're like don't make mistakes and you're not perfect, but just going all in and aligning yourself and going, this is what I'm doing now. All of a sudden it just becomes easy. It doesn't have to be so hard. It's only hard because you're like, oh, I don't want to fucking do this. I'll
It's
leave.
also hard because people in your life don't like it when you rise, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
They make fun of you, and they will sabotage you
Yeah.
if you have that kind of circle around you. That's another reason it's hard.
Totally. And the drink, I think the drinking is massive as well. Like women, like a woman got on my call yesterday or the day before, and she's like, I have a big circle of friends that drink. And I said, listen, look, I get it, sister, because I fucking love alcohol. Like, I would probably have a problem if I didn't find this way. Like, and even, the last 7 months, I've slipped into habits of drinking more than I would. Like, never drink at home, don't drink every week, but drink more frequently and in bigger amounts. No amount of alcohol is good for you. None. It's not. It's like you can tell yourself whatever the fuck you want, but you can't consistently drink and be healthy. And I'm not saying that I'm never going to drink again. Like, I'll probably have a drink here and there. You got to make your own decision. But I'm like, if you're suffering from perimenopausal and menopausal symptoms and you're still drinking and you want to lose body fat and get healthier, it is doing nothing for you. Like, you have to really dig deep and ask yourself, why am I drinking? Why do I need to go to these places and I have to drink? Like,
I get it though.
you
I
have to
get why people
energetically
don't
make the
want to.
decision. I agree,
It's
because
a
I'm there.
coping mechanism.
It
It's a
is.
coping mechanism. And I was a binge drinker.
Me
I
too.
was a I was not a regular drinker. I never drank at home or barely ever, but I was a binge drinker, and I needed those times when I just got out of my head to like get away from my
Totally.
thoughts. I thought,
Exactly.
yeah.
It's a
And I
coping
was with other
mechanism.
people who did it too and made it accessible or acceptable.
And it's sort of
But then
fun.
you don't do it, you become the unfun person who doesn't drink. Because
Yeah.
when you quit drinking for a year, well, I quit drinking for my health for a year, and then all you do is talk about how great you feel, and that's annoying to everyone. Also, my dad said, well, no one likes a person who's, he had a great word for it when I was yammering on about how it felt like good it felt not to drink. But then, then people don't really want to hang around you because it shines a light on your drinking and
Yeah, you
their
feel that.
drinking. It's a whole thing. Like it's not simple.
It's
But
not,
in
I know. And look, again,
quitting drinking won't.
I fall back. Like I said, I did this 7 months, and then I think what the tipping point for me was, I went to this business dinner thing, and like with this woman and all these people, and I just got shit faced, like the most drunk I've been for a long time. And I woke up in the morning and I was so sick, I couldn't even eat, like that sick. And I was like, okay, this is it, kitty. Like, what the fuck? Why did you do that? And I was like, all right, you're going to do this fat loss phase, because I wanted to do it anyway, to put the shorts on, and I've like my weight's crept up. And then I was like, you're just going to stop drinking. And I think once you make the decision, like, I've been out a few weekends, like where people would are drinking and where we would normally drink, and I just didn't drink, and it was actually easy, because I'd made that, I'd aligned myself and gone, I'm just not doing this. And I went, and I had a good time. I went home a little
There's
bit
about
early.
a, yeah, well,
Yeah.
there's about a shorter time that you're going to stay out because you start seeing how people act after three drinks, right? And then you hear a story again that you heard at the beginning of the night. And you're like, I have not, no problem going home. I have no problem going home at 10 o'clock. I still reserve the right to get a buzz a couple of times a year, though. I'm going home to Canada, some drinks with my brother for
It's
sure.
the amount that I reckon, though. Like, I just have to really practice moderation, and I have to go to myself, just have two or three. Like that, this night that we went out with these people, I was like, I woke up and I thought, fuck, I haven't felt like this for a long time.
Oh, it's wretched.
Like
It's
that
wretched.
bad. When you really, Kate Deering, I was talking to Kate, she's like, oh, I did that recently too. I just drank,
Oh,
went out to
good.
this
I need
function.
to hear this about you
You're
guys.
like, every
People, I
now
think,
and
are
then, but it
relentlessly
reminds
healthy.
you and you're like, fuck, this is why I don't do
Yeah, this
this
is why I don't do
anymore.
this anymore. This is not worth it.
And again, I'm not saying I'm never going to drink again. Like, I'm going to do the fat loss phase and not drink, because otherwise, if I drink during the fat loss phase, I have to eat less food and I'm already in deficit. It disrupts my sleep. So the next day I'm starving. I don't want just, it's going to take longer if I do it. But I think what I'm going to again go back to is like try and infrequently and just have a few. Like, don't get blind, which I did.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I don't think I do that. I've sort of went through that and I don't do it
Well,
anymore, but
we went out for dinner, didn't we? And we
we
only
had
had a
quite a few
few.
drinks. Yeah, but it was during the day. See, this is a cool thing. When I drink at night, I won't sleep. So when I love cool people on Instagram and I was talking about alcohol and a lady said day drink. Like that's what like or old partiers are trying to figure out how to still have some fun. So drinks during the day. Wine does not work for me.
Yeah,
But yeah, we had lunch
wines.
and we had some drinks and it was fine. I think I was like, I had a bad cold that day, but that was so much fun. It was
Yeah,
really cool.
I had
I'm
the
glad I
best
came to
time.
meet you. I'm really glad I came to meet you in person. It makes such a difference.
I know, it was so good. I had just realized too that I have a call now. So we've just
Okay.
talked to so long, I need to get off. But that was brilliant. Thank you so much,
So good to
Emery.
talk to you.
And I'm
Yeah,
going to
we'll meet
drop
again.
all of Emery's details in the show notes. Follow her. She's amazing. She's got heaps of quickly tell people what you've.
I've got a podcast over 160 episodes. I've got a newsletter where I talk all about what's happening in menopause and midlife. I'm coming out with a digital product where I'll tell you the 411 on,
Everything.
do you have
HRT.
411 in Australia, around the world? Everything on HRT so that you can see what's going on and make your own decision rather than just listening to a doctor. And you can listen to your doctor, but it's good to have your own, be the CEO of your own health. That's the goal.
So good. I love it. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank
And
you.
as
Good to talk
always,
to you.
everyone, take a screenshot of the episode, share it on Instagram stories, and tag me at KOTTYBLOMFILD, and you can win a tub
Perfect.
of Saturé Premium Collagen. And I'm sure we'll have Emery back on the podcast soon.
Oh, and that skincare saturé is beautiful.
I'm so glad you like it. Thanks so
Love it.
much. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.